Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to Diamond Effect podcast episode 143. Today, we're going to talk about increasing your sales when you're already paying others to do marketing and sales for you, or at least help you with it. And in today's context, we'll talk about when you're hiring outsiders, so marketing agencies, some social media managers, people like that, rather than having an inside sales team that are your team members, because that is probably a separate podcast. But today I want to address certain things and maybe probably go on a little bit of rant, because I see so many business owners spending a ton of money, hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars on ads, Google ads, SEOs, content creation that ultimately doesn't produce any results for them, any tangible results in terms of clients, or it doesn't give them the return on investment, meaning it might produce some results, but not more in terms of income to what they're spending. And for me, that's a waste of resources. I'm of the opinion that as a small business owner, if you invest money in lead generation and some sort of sales, client attraction, the only way to measure your ROI, so return on investment, is the money that you earn from the clients who pay you, who come from those routes, right? So if I'm paying a marketing agency to create content or to run ads, am I getting cold lead clients, clients who've never met me, come to me and actually become my paying clients? Okay, that's the only way you should be measuring whether that help is useful to you or not. Not in brand awareness or increase in followers. You can have millions of followers if they're not buying from you. Why would you pay money to just have people watching what you put out there? Right? Or just clicking to your website, but then never making an inquiry or purchasing whatever you offer. As a small business owner, you're not a Coca-Cola. I'm not either, right? We don't have budgets to invest huge millions and millions of dollars for brand awareness, meaning people are just aware of what the brand is, and maybe down the road, that awareness will translate into purchases. That you can do yourself through organic marketing, or you can have a VA, a virtual assistant, help you with social media marketing for much cheaper investment to what maybe agencies and advertising agencies pay, and build that awareness, right? You can do it at very low cost to be visible and build awareness. Definitely don't spend money on ads to build brand awareness. Now, in terms of tracking your return on investment, what makes sense for you or not, this is an individual decision as long as you're making more to what you put in. So for example, if you're putting in a dollar into Google or Facebook or Meta advertising and you're getting $2 worth of clients who paid you for it, or maybe dollar and a half, you get to decide if that's good enough for you or whether you want more and whether it makes sense to continue or not. I always think about it this way. With paid advertising, if you get more what you put in, so I'm putting a dollar and let's say I get dollar and a half, that might be already great because It's the time you're not spending going out there marketing. You can do other things and market in other areas, let's say, and get other clients. And this is extra that's coming in. But if you're putting a dollar and getting 80 cents worth of clients, that probably doesn't make sense. So I divided today's topic in three sections. First, we'll talk about knowing first when you are not ready to hire outside help, when you are not ready to pay other people to help you because most likely you will lose money. The second part is when you are ready, what to look for when you're hiring agencies or advertising people. And then the third part will be once you hire, how to maximize your investment to increase the sale. Okay, so let's get started. Here are the signs that will tell you that you're not ready to hire outside help and delegate your marketing and sales activities. First of all, when your mindset about marketing and sales is, I hate marketing and sales, I just want someone to do it for me, I don't want to deal with it. First of all, you always need to deal with it as a CEO and business owner, and I will talk about it in part three of this podcast. Because as a CEO, you will always be involved in some way. You might not be doing all the activities the more your business grows, but you always will be involved. And another thing, when you don't understand marketing and sales, when you're not involved in it, it's a perfect way to lose a lot of money and not even know why. The second sign when you know you're not ready is when you don't understand the basics of marketing and sales, the psychology behind it, how your clients make purchasing decisions, how you can put yourself in front of your ideal clients, and how to attract them. As a business owner and CEO, you got to understand those basics. It's going to be extremely hard for you without that to actually get a good return on investment when you hire others to help you. And you might create codependencies that if you hire out your marketing and sales and you don't know anything about it, if those people are somehow good without your involvement and they get results, you will be codependent on them. You will be held hostage because if that relationship ever breaks, you will not know what to do. And I'm going to rant here for a second because I was talking to an entrepreneur during networking who told me, oh, I'm just a service provider. I just want to help my clients with the service that I offer. I'm not a business owner. And yet they started a business and they want to have the benefits of being a business owner. And I told them politely, it's like, I hate to break it to you, but when you start a business, you do become business owner and you have to embrace it. And there are some business skills that you need to learn. Now, you don't need to know them and be masterful at them when you start the business. But the moment you start, you need to embrace that I might need to learn some skills outside of just me having skills in my service delivery, right? So whether I'm a photographer or a massage therapist or a contractor, and I'm good at that, I need to learn how to run a business. Just imagine a hockey player telling you that they just like to shoot the puck and handle the stick, but they don't like to skate and they don't want to skate, but they want to be hockey player, right? To be a good hockey player, you need to learn how to skate first and then you handle the puck with a stick. So it's the same being a business owner. You need to learn how to run a business, how marketing, sales, how to make strategic decisions so that you can run a business and deliver the service. Because without that foundational knowledge, it will hurt you from the beginning and especially down the line, even if you figure out how to like get the business off the ground without those skills. Again, you don't have to have them and be masterful at them from the start, but you need to develop them as you go very intentionally if you want to keep growing successfully long term and not be dependent on the economy and be able to predict certain things and really thrive in every environment. Okay. End of the rant. So now, sign number three, when you are not ready to hire people to help you with marketing and sales is when you don't understand who your ideal client is, who you are as a brand, and how you stand out, and you don't know any of that. Now, your messaging doesn't have to be super clear and put together when you hire out, because experts in marketing and sales can help you clean it up as you work with them. But if you don't direct them in what you're all about as a brand, who do you want to attract, you run the risk that the way you're going to be visible, the way you're going to be selling is not going to be aligned with who you are. Therefore, you will attract the wrong clients and you will sound like the contractor who you hired, like them, not like you, in terms of being in front of your clients. Like, they're not going to really get who you are because you're leaving it to others to decide what that is. And then on top of that, most of the time it actually doesn't work and you'll be blaming the contractor for it, where it's really you who need to direct them as to how do you want to show up? Who do you want to attract? What's important to you? How do you do business, right? What you're all about? How do you stand out? The last sign for when you're not ready to hire is very simple, in a way, when you don't have resources to invest. And because you're maybe of the mindset, I hate it, you just scramble a little bit of money and either you don't hire experts or you don't have money to continue or give them time for ads to work or the marketing to work or whatever, right? That's why, especially when you're starting and your resources in terms of money are lower, you want to use that time of the business when you have more of your time and so on to educate yourself and develop marketing and sales skills so you can create some organic funnels to gain clients, but also gain knowledge about business and your own clients and how you attract clients to then have resources as you sign clients to hire others and lead them properly so your return on investment is high. Okay. Time to move on to part number two. So what you want to look for when you are ready to get some help from other businesses, right? And hire some contractors to help you expand on your client attraction. I always think about that. Like, as our business grows, we have more and more money resources because our income grows and less time. So then what we want to do, we want to invest some of the money resources to buy ourselves time, in a sense, and keep growing the business. So then when we are in an educated, informed way, figure out how to pay for advertising, some marketing and so on, and bring clients, and that return on investment will be higher to what we get in. That's the way for you to keep growing, expanding without overworking, or one of the ways. So the first thing you need to know is you need to know what you are looking for. That needs to be a strategic decision. Do you want paid ads? Do you want to invest in, I don't know, SEO? Or just expand your marketing? Why are you choosing what you're choosing? What are the results you're looking for? So you really need to be very clear on what you want, what is the results, and why you're choosing what you're choosing in terms of help. When I work with my clients and we develop the top CEO winning strategy with owner first approach, those are some of the decisions I help my clients make, right? We look at their business from the holistic perspective, their long-term goals, short-term goals, their resources and everything. And then I help them decide how they're going to allocate the money, right? How they're going to invest, what makes sense for them. And it also depends on the industry, the clients they want to attract, all those things. Once you know what you want and why, then I always recommend look for a provider with a proven track record, somebody who's already created results for others and not somebody brand new who's learning. Yes, they will charge you more, but they will be more effective. They will probably get you results faster and bigger. Therefore, your return on investment will be higher, even though the individual price or whatever you pay will be higher too. It's really with the newbies, you need to be prepared. Maybe you pay a little bit less, but you need to be prepared to take longer and things are not working. And maybe, again, depending on how knowledgeable you are about marketing and sales and all those things, you need to get more involved. So there is always trade-ins depending on who you hire. And I always recommend for things like that that require really expert knowledge, just hired experts. It will pay off. I'll share with you a story that I read in one of the business books. I just don't remember which one it is, where it was telling a story of a barber that was really good and they had a very popular store. And then across the street from them, another hair cutting place opened, one of those franchise chains, when they started, you know, offering haircuts for $20. And of course, this barber with experience and so on charged way more. And they were concerned about losing clientele. And yes, at first, they did lose some of the clientele. People were attracted to the cheaper price and so on. But what was very smart that this barber did is they started advertising in front of their store. Their slogan was, "We fix $20 haircuts." And guess what? The quality of the haircuts wasn't the way the clients wanted, or at least some of them. And they started gaining or regaining the clientele that they initially lost. And they thrived despite having a cheaper competition, right? So just so you know, investing sometimes in expertise, no, always in expertise, pay off way better than being cheap of it and just looking at the price of what somebody offers only. And it goes the same way with your services, right? You don't want to be the cheapest. You want to price yourself fairly and then attract the clients who value that. So you need to be a client like that as well. If you want to attract clients who value expertise, you also need to value expertise on your end when you're a client. The next thing you want to look at when you're hiring is look for value alignment, right? You want to work with experts whose values align with yours so you can have a good relationship and good communication. On top of it, you also want to understand that their process. How do they get to the results that you want and promise? And if that process makes sense for you and it's logical, that's the sign that they're right match. Okay, don't get, I guess, intimidated by hiring people who are experts in their field and they're telling you their process and you have no idea how they get there. It doesn't make sense to you and so on. Ask questions and make sure you understand the process, because truly business is all about common sense. So if something doesn't make sense to you, most likely it's not going to work. Okay, so it's better if you hire an expert who is able to walk you through their process and it makes sense, because that also confirms they're expert. It's actually not easy to make something that's complex simple, and only experts in their fields can do it. Okay, so here's the little trick. Just know. Because then what you also do is that when you understand the process, you can decide if that process aligns with your values. Okay, it could be an effective process, but if it doesn't align with your values or how you want to run the business, how you want to attract customers, then just don't go for it. I'll give you an example. I was approached by an agency to, you know, help me with some lead generation, automated and things like that. And I was curious to see how they worked and, you know, what results they could provide. So I was talking with the owner and we had a couple of meetings. And I wanted to understand their process. And their process was logical. I definitely understood it. And I could see how it would be very effective for coaches and, you know, potentially for me. However, what they did didn't align with the way I want to attract clients and I want to market my business. So I said no, even though I know it would have been effective. I know it would have helped me and so on. I just did not want to put my brand and how I show up in that process, right? But you can't do it. You can't make that of an informed decision if you don't understand the process. So understand their process. Ask questions. You're the client. It's your money. There's no stupid questions. Just go for it. be intentional about how you invest and how you build your business. Okay, part number three. So once you hire and you have a partner in that agency or, you know, ad agency, marketing agency, whatever, this is what you want to do. And this is where your involvement is still there. You don't just hire and let them be and you never look and you never check and just hope that magically results will be there. You got to be involved. Doesn't mean you're doing the work. Doesn't mean you're breathing against their necks, micromanaging, but you need to be involved. And the first thing to that is you understanding that it's a partnership. Right? You do need to be involved because it's your business and your money. So you need to communicate back and forth. You can't just hire and never look again. The second thing is have regular meetings with the agency to review what they're doing. What are the results? Is there anything that needs to be tweaked and changed to improve the results, compound the results, and so on? They need that input from you to change things. You have insights into your clients' minds, especially when you know them, and you should because you're serving them, right? You should be an expert in your ideal client. So you have insights that they will not have. So when you put two of your expertises together, yours, you're an expert in your business, in your offers, and in your clients, and theirs, they're expert in marketing and selling and copywriting, all those things, that's when you get amazing results. And with ads and social media marketing or whatever online marketing out there, there is a process to get to amazing results. You got to try certain things, tweak certain things, and so on. So there's some brainstorming going on, and you can't do it if you never talk to them. So you need to have regular meetings. And the last thing is, you got to hold them accountable. Just like if you had your own employees doing certain work, you pay them. There is certain ways you want to measure their performance and hold them accountable and be demanding in a respectful way of the results that you are paying for, that you promised. Again, as I said, you shouldn't be paying for people just to post or do some brand awareness or do things that don't lead to specific monetary results. As a small business owner, you don't have those kind of resources. So that was my teaching and rant for today. Always, always business skills first. When you don't understand how business operates, how people buy, what's marketing, it's hard to make decisions. When you have that foundation, then you create a strategy of what am I going to do to grow my business? Why am I doing it? And so on. And only then, when you're properly also resourced, you can hire people to help you and manage those relationships. All of that, I teach my clients with the Top CEO framework. I help my clients double their business without adding more work by helping them become highly performing CEOs. And you can see through this episode how important it is, because the decisions you make have an impact on your business. And the better the decisions, the better return on your investments that you do through those decisions is. So if you want to double your business without adding more work by becoming a highly performing, effective CEO, I can help. Schedule a sales call with me through a link in the show notes, and we can talk more about how we can do it in your business. All right. Have a fantastic week. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.